Shalom to all. Today we're learning with Chazal Idios Paragimel Mishlechas Mishnetes, and today's Mishnah is being learned with Chos Esther Bas Rachel Shishib Zecher Defender Zivug Hagun Bikar of Mamish. And the Mishnah says Shloshet Dvarim Reb Tzadik Metame V'Cham Metarin. There are three things Reb Tzadik is Metame and the Chamer Metar. Number one, Masmer Shalchani, the nail of the money changer. This is where he hangs his scale on. This nail is stuck into a post or a cabinet or something, and that's where he hangs the scale to weigh the money to make sure that it's the proper amount. According to Reb Tzadik, it's just considered like a regular nail, so it could be Mekabel Tuma. According to the Chachamim, since it's attached to something which is connected to the ground, so it's just considered like the ground, it's not its own individual thing, and therefore it's not makabel toma. Number two, v'aron shel groisos, this is a box or a chest that holds bean flour. According to the chamim, it's not makabel toma because it's not moved at all, and we know that a kli that's not moved, it just stays there. It's called a kli etah, so ilinachas, it's just meant to stay. It can't makabel toma. According to Reb Tzadik, it could makabel toma because it sometimes is moved in order to fix it. And lastly, umas mashal avin shoyis, the nail of a stone of hours, which means the nail of a sundial. Basically, you have a stone, put a nail in the middle, and then based off the position of the sun in the sky, that cause a shadow to be formed by the nail, and then you're able to tell what time it is. And they have the same machlekes over here. Is this nail considered connected to the ground and it's not makabel toma? That's a chamim. Or is it considered something by itself and therefore would be a regular kli and it is makabel toma? That's Reb Tzadik. And that's how the Mishnah concludes Reb Tzadik metame, macham metarin in all these cases. Moving on to Mishnah Tes, arba dvarim Reb Gamliel metame, macham metarin. Four things Reb Gamliel's metame and the chamar metar. Number one, kisui teni shel matochas shel balabatim, the covering of a basket of metal of balabatim. Just like everyone's house has a random drawer, the junk drawer that has a bunch of random stuff in it. So back then, they had a kli, which is for a little piece of metal and broken things. They put them all in this kli and then put a cover on top of it. According to Reb Gamliel, that kli could be makabel toma because since it has a toich, it has an inside. If you flipped it over, you could put stuff inside it. So therefore, it could be makabel toma because it's considered a kli in its own right, even though it's usually used as a cover. Whereas according to Chachamim, it's dafka for that reason. It's not makabel toma since it's just used as a cover and it's not used as its own individual kli. It can't be makabel toma. On the next thing, utului hamagrados, the hook for the scrapers. Back in the day, when they went to the bathhouse, there were these special combs that they would scrape their body with. It was some form of cleaning their body. And just like sometimes when you go to fancy mikvah Arab Shabbos, you get your own towel. So if you went to the bathhouse, you got to take one of these scrapers that were hanging on a special hook. So that hook, according to Reb Gamliel, is considered like its own kli and it's makabel toma. According to Chamim, it's not. So it's not makabel toma. Number three, v'gol mekli matchos, unfinished metal kelim. They're basically finished, meaning you could use them, but there's still something that needs to be done to make them 100% finished. Maybe they need polishing. Maybe they need a little bit of a handle attached to them, something like that. According to Reb Gamliel, they can makabel toma because they're more or less done and they still are usable. Whereas according to Chamim, they can makabel toma because it's not 100% finished. And the last thing they argue about is v'tavol shnechol shnayim, an earthenware tray. It's kli cheres. It was broken into two equal pieces. According to Chamim, neither of them could be makabel toma because since they're both exactly the same size, it's not considered like we have the original kli still here. Whereas according to Reb Gamliel, since they still could be used, they are makabel toma because they're still considered a kli. However, the Mishnah concludes, the Chamim do agree to Reb Gamliel, v'tavol shnechol shnayim, that this earthenware tray snapped into two, echad gadol v'echad katon, and one of the pieces is clearly bigger and the other one is clearly smaller. So then, hagadol tamei v'katon tar, the larger one is going to be makabel toma because that's really considered like the original kli. It's a little bit smaller, but it's a larger part of the original tray and it's still usable. Therefore, it could be makabel toma, whereas the smaller piece is not considered usable at all, and therefore it's not makabel toma. We're going to stop it for the day and pick up tomorrow with Mishnah Yud Aleph with more machlokes. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.